It's the second week of June, and you know what that means. It's time for E3, the Electronic Gaming Expo, where we talk about all the greatest video games that are coming out in the next year. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And as always, we do a yearly special where we break down each of the press conferences that have been coming around in E3. And on this edition, we're covering EA, Electronic Arts.
You know, Vince, sometimes people say that Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year.
And usually
it is. They're right, except for right now.
For me,
I think E3 is the most wonderful time of the year.
I used to think that, but then you get nothing out of E3.
Yeah.
Like, you literally get nothing.
But the thing is, I also get nothing on Christmas.
What are you talking about?
I get no game announcements on Christmas.
Yeah, because you get the games.
All I get is a Star Wars thing.
You get the games.
And like, but a game I can't play for like a month.
You get the games.
Because in my situation, I got all this family events and stuff, and I can't play them yet.
But you get the games. No. You actually get the games on Christmas.
Sometimes I wonder if I like the announcements more than buying the game.
That's like if I were to say, I buy boxes, not the toys.
I'd looking at this wall. Looks like you do.
Boxes come with the toys, my friend.
It's chicken or the egg.
I suppose I'm not really surprised because you enjoy opening the cellophane wrap on your video game more than you actually play them.
And like smelling it.
Yeah, you enjoy that more than you actually like playing the game.
I don't know about more.
No, I'm going to say you do.
I don't know about more. Because
you buy a lot of shitty games that you know you're not going to play, but you get to open it and feel it and touch it.
I do. I did just buy Brute Force.
Yeah.
For the original Xbox.
Uh-huh.
I did get to open it. That was fun.
And how's the game?
That game sucks.
Yeah,
that game's terrible.
See, point has been proven.
Damn, busted.
So EA was the first to go this year. And like as always, EA opened up with...
Madden Drumline.
Sports! Yeah, so they shut off Madden. And I think the big announcement about Madden this year is sort of like a rags to riches story.
Yeah.
Like a solo mode, career mode.
Well, they started with, like, a hint at Madden.
Yeah.
And then they went into Battlefield 1.
Oh, did they? Is that how it worked?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Battlefield 1. The hot new game.
They went to the creator's cave.
Oh, God.
That's so lame. But I think, like, that tagline kind of set the tone for the rest of this conference.
It did.
But, yeah, Battlefield 1 is getting more multiplayer maps.
Get more DLC.
They're getting some night maps. They're getting a Eastern expansion in the Eastern Front of World War One in the snowy mountains
with the Russian shadow ops.
Yeah, and the all female Russian soldiers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I haven't actually played Battlefield One yet. Have you? Have you touched it at all?
Just the beta.
Just the beta. And how did you like it?
It was really good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really good, but I only have place. I don't have enough room in my heart for one multiplayer game.
We'll get to that later.
Okay.
But I want to ask you that question. But yeah, Battlefield 1 looked pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm sure it's great.
I like that they're pretty much a lot of games are doing this now, but they're voicing people in their native tongue rather than just being like, here's a guy speaking English with a Russian accent.
Or
here's Russian with some subtitles.
Yeah.
Right? That's really cool. After that, we had a guy come out with two microphones. That was awkwardness number two of the conference.
Yeah.
And then they showed, what's it called? There was a bunch of dudes, the Blazer Bros.
For
FIFA.
Yeah. So, is that like an in-game show that was in the original career mode of FIFA 17?
I don't know, because there's a lot of celebrities on that show. Like, Terry Crews was shown, a bunch of basketball players were shown.
Yeah, but a lot of celebrities like FIFA.
True.
Or, I mean, a lot of celebrities like sports.
Sports.
And they're actors.
Yeah.
It's like a gig, right? Like, they get paid a couple thousand to have this five-second appearance on this fake show.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if that was real or if that was fake for their story mode.
I'll tell you, as someone who does not follow FIFA, that was super confusing.
It was very confusing.
I didn't know what was going on.
But they're continuing the story.
Yeah.
Of Alex something.
Alex Hunter. Yeah.
Apparently he scored over like 300 million goals last season.
Yeah.
But it's a continuation story. So I have to play the first FIFA to continue on in this new FIFA.
It's exciting.
It's crazy. And this is like, I was thinking about it, and I think these are probably what is going to get me into playing a sports game again.
No, for real. That's why I liked, what do you call it, Project Cars so much.
Oh, is there a story mode for that?
Yeah, you start off as, you start karting, and then your career progresses on to, like, which discipline of racing. Or, you know, touring car, open wheel, till eventually you can either go, like, all the way to Formula One, or you can
That's cool.
Yeah, but, like, they didn't have the super cutscene-heavy
okay
thing, but it was
there wasn't any, like, interpersonal drama.
No, but it was basically, this is how you're gonna get there, like.
Okay. So. Like, I think this is what'll get me to buy maybe a Madden or a FIFA, because, like, as a teenager, I loved playing Madden. I think there was a good, like, 5 years where I bought Madden every year.
Yeah, if anything, I'd probably go FIFA on that front.
Right, and it just seems, I like this single-player kind of direction they're going with this stuff. This really, it's seemingly high-budget story mode, right? And telling, like, an actual engaging story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool.
I like it.
I like it. And just, again, that was so confusing. I didn't know who those people were. The next was probably the most awkward moment. Hot YouTuber talking about Need for Speed.
Oh, poor guy.
Like, he's trying so hard and just messed up. He was not ready for a live broadcast.
I think he's spent his whole life in front of a camera and be like, it's a camera. I got this. But then he gets there and he's like, It's not my camera.
I can't undo this take. Oh no. Right? And he's just losing it. Yeah. But they were talking about Need for Speed. We talked about Need for Speed on our last episode podcast.
Yeah.
And I called it Need for Speed, : we also watched Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
I want to change that or add an additional :
Okay.
Which is Need for Speed, : we also watched Fast and the Furious, : someone on our team played Burnout 3 and we really liked that game.
Okay.
I
think I would call it Need for Speed, : we also like Fast and the Furious, brackets, lies, this is just Burnout.
Okay, that's good. I like the bracket.
Or like, nah,
it's just Burnout. JK, LOL.
Yeah, this is Burnout 5.
Yeah, because this looks like Burnout, dude.
Yeah.
I guess because Criterion's gone.
No, Criterion's working.
But they're working on something else.
They're working on Star Wars.
They're working on Star Wars, yes. And so they're like, well, we're not going to make a new Burnout game.
Yeah.
So let's just take these Burnout mechanics and put them on Need for Speed. Which is, I don't know, like, I'm torn. It's so blatant of, it's just like, here's some things from other games we've already done and nothing's really new.
Yeah.
But also, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, a new Burnout 3 sounds awesome.
Sure does.
Right? The only thing is, there's not really any car damage to be seen. There was one car BMW that went straight into a telephone pole and it got like a slight dent.
Yeah, so there's one part in the trailer where the hero car runs into the back.
The Mustang?
Yeah, he runs into the back of the 18-wheeler.
Pretty savagely.
And nothing happens.
Yeah.
I feel like
a hood didn't come off.
Yeah, I was like,
windows didn't crack.
I was like, what's going on? Are you guys taking notes from Gran Turismo? Like, the zero damage policy? I don't know.
And I thought like, car manufacturers are more lax with that kind of stuff now, too, right?
Especially with Need for Speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they couldn't get it on more of the hypercars, because what they have, they had a Kronenzeg.
Yeah, I don't know.
That kind of stuff is cool. But I like the idea that you can, throughout your career, you're starting from scrap cars, like here's an old VW Beetle that you found in the scrapyard, to here's this hypercar.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun. So, the gameplay looks like Need for Speed. They still have that, like, drift camera from the last game.
Yeah, cars look like they're heavy.
Cars look like they're very heavy.
They're not light like the Burnout cars.
Yeah. So I really wonder how the handling will translate to the Burnout takedown system.
Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, if it feels like a burden every single time you crash into a car and you lose control or something.
Yeah. And then there's also the idea that you play three characters.
Yeah.
And during your mission, you can switch the cars.
Double bracket.
Yeah.
We also played Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yes. Yeah. So that's cool. It looks entertaining.
It does. And I don't know. And for me, I don't feel there's a lot of racing games that have come out in the past that are more arcadey. Right? You still got Forza. You still got Project Cars.
Yeah. And Project Cars got their release date this September.
Yeah. You got that BeamNG.drive game. That's just like a physics simulator.
Yeah. Dirt 4 just came out.
Yeah. That's... Dirt 4 is kind of just riding that line, but I always thought that was more simmy than anything.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess it There's Mario Kart.
Ooh. No. I don't like Mario Kart.
Okay.
But yeah, it looks pretty cool. What did you think about it?
Yeah, no, I thought it looked like Need for Speed. Mind you, I haven't played the past, like, 3 Need for Speeds.
Oh, really? You didn't play the last one?
The last one I played was the one before Most Wanted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You didn't play Most Wanted?
The redo of Most
Wanted? Oh, I thought you meant the PS2 one.
No, the redo.
Those, the Run?
No, the Run came after.
Carbon. Carbon is even before the Run. Never mind.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it was. Hot Pursuit was really good.
I didn't play that. Oh.
Yeah, Hot Pursuit.
And then I think I played the one that was just titled Need for Speed.
Oh, poor you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were in between the two good ones.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there you go. I don't know. I'm into it.
Next thing on the conference was, I think, the highlight of the show.
Is this the...
A Way Out?
Yeah.
The new team by the Brothers... or the new game by the Brothers team.
Yeah.
Almost the new team by the Brothers game.
Yeah.
It's co-op, couch co-op, but the catch is it's only co-op.
Yeah.
It is... You can play online, but it is meant to be played couch co-op split screen. And it is asynchronous co-op. So while you're in a cutscene, someone else can be doing stuff gameplay-wise.
Yeah.
And that seems super cool.
Yeah.
You got some... Are you thinking? You're like, I don't know if it looks super cool.
No, I think it looks really cool. I just wish they went all the way.
What do you mean?
And said, like, there is no online.
Oh, really? You have to play it?
Yeah. Like commit to the cause.
I wonder if that was, like, maybe an EA decision.
I know why there is online.
Why?
Because that would just cut out so many sales.
It would. So I wonder, I'm trying to think, like, maybe that was their original, like, no, only co-op.
Yeah.
And then EA came in and is like, listen, see this stack of money?
Yeah.
Like, put it online.
Yeah.
My question is, though, I wonder if you play online, is the screen still split?
I'd hope so.
Right?
I think it'd have to be, because you didn't, I think the, one of the big gameplay mechanics about that is that even though you're playing the one half, you can still see what the other half is doing.
Okay. Can I system link two PlayStations together?
Well, why would you need to?
But then each screen is the split screen.
No.
So it has to be system link, so it has to be co-op.
The guy just said split screen, couch co-op.
I guess.
Why are you trying to bend the rules?
I'm trying to bend the rules.
That's why?
What I do.
Play the game that he wants you to play.
At first, I thought it was just going to be Brothers 2.
Yeah.
Like, our brothers went to jail.
Yeah.
But then when they took it, they, like, took it out and it was like, no, they're all both independently controlled and also it's only co-op. I was like, damn, that's cool.
It's a cool game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a... So I went to a thing in Ontario. It was a bunch of students who made their games for their final project, and they were, like, pitching it to other studios and stuff to try and get noticed as a developer or whatever. And what happened was there pretty much 80% of the games were couch co-op.
Yeah.
Right? So I wonder if that's it. What the kind of the trend is going towards in indie gaming right now. But also, this specific game is the only game where they have just said no to single player.
Yeah.
Right? Even at that student festival, it's just been, oh, you could also play it by yourself. It's fine. Like, no worries, right? But this is cool that they kind of stuck to their guns and are just like...
Yeah, I think that's a really cool idea where they're just like, nah, you have to play with a friend. You have to have friends.
It's like a couple steps away from the Kojima thing of, like, if you die in the game, you gotta buy a new game.
Yeah. I like it. It's kind of like, oh, no, friends, play with your mom.
You can have some family bonding time.
Yeah, no, I actually look really forward... I'm looking forward to this game.
Yeah, same. It looks really fun.
I hope it's not $75.
I don't think so. Brothers wasn't that expensive.
No, we never know.
Yeah. I believe it's set in the 70s, I read online.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so it's set in the 70s, and then you're in jail.
Okay.
You're two guys who went to jail, and you're trying to escape.
Yeah.
Trying to find that way out. Mm. Right. So it looked really cool.
Sure does.
I think after this was Madden.
Yeah.
And it was sports.
Yeah.
And then also BioWare.
Oh, they showed off a hint.
Yeah.
So their thing is the thing that's got me super psyched and hopeful.
Okay.
And it's called Anthem.
Yes.
And I remember reading about the initial... because there was a conference call a couple months ago.
Okay.
and EA had to describe what BioWare was working on. And it sounded like everything we hoped Destiny would be.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what it was sounding like.
Okay.
And what they showed off seems...
It was a teaser.
Yeah.
It was a helmeted dude standing
in
a smoky room.
Yeah, and it's got that sci-fi, but sort of like organic, overridden aesthetic to it.
Oh, yeah, like nature is taken.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I thought that just... I like that look.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't wait to see more of that in the Microsoft presser.
Oh, yeah, we're going to watch that.
Yeah.
I don't know, just... So hearing, like, it's what... we wanted Destiny to be sounds pretty promising.
Yeah.
But just from that teaser, I kind of checked out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've mentioned multiple times on this podcast about how I don't like Destiny in certain ways.
Yep.
So seeing something, I was like, whoa, that's just Destiny again. Yeah. I'm not really too excited.
Yeah.
So I kind of want some more concrete evidence that this is more than just a Destiny clone.
Well, like the only thing I suppose I'd be worried about is that it's BioWare. So like I think it's almost guaranteed that it's going to be way more RPG heavy than Destiny.
Yeah.
But the flip side of that coin is it going to feel as good to play?
Yeah, because Destiny, for all its problems, its shooting is spot on.
Yeah. So that's the worry.
Also, my favorite tweet coming out of that reveal is, you can't mess up facial animations if your character got no face.
That's true.
That's pretty funny. But then after this, it was Madden. I think, I don't remember if there's any more sports, but there was definitely the big ender, which was Battlefront 2.
Yeah. Yeah, Battlefront 2.
I'm going to let you take this because I played Battlefront at your house a couple times, but
yeah, it's the next Star Wars, and I think the big thing they want to get across is that we listened to the audience, and we know what you all want, and so we're gonna try and give that to you as the best as possible. You know, I remember playing the first Battlefront, and it was so I always thought it was just such a misguided move because they released it around the same time that hype was building up to The Force Awakens, so naturally everyone's like, where's the Force Awakens content? And then they immediately said right there, this is original trilogy only.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of killed a lot of the hype for that game for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So for this game, they said, okay, we're going to do all the eras. Prequel.
Sequel, current.
Yeah, current, and then whatever we're at. And blah, blah, blah. And so that's cool to have all the game be represented across all the eras, all the characters, all the different settings.
And we saw Naboo Starfighter in there.
The second thing people didn't like was how much you had to buy of DLC and season pass.
Yeah.
So they said this game will not have a season pass. It will have free content updates.
Yeah.
And they'll probably move forward with a more Titanfall-like.
So I forget, was Titanfall EA?
Yeah.
It was, okay.
Yeah. They'll move along with a Titanfall-like customization, I guess, monetization pay scheme.
So you'll be buying hella Doritos and hella Mountain Dew?
Yeah, and like all the things you buy are cosmetic, right? Okay. Not really that or different or affects gameplay that much.
Mm-hmm.
But the final thing and the thing that I think I was really disappointed by was the fact that it was a multiplayer game only.
Yeah.
And there was no single player campaign.
They mentioned that straight up front in this reveal.
And so they're like, we addressed that, and they went as far as to bring out the lead actress from that single player campaign, Janina Gurkvik.
She's got a very European name.
Mm-hmm.
And also she has so far my favorite like hand talking and movements of E3 press conference.
So I have to say, if EA just had her host the whole thing, I would have been pleased.
It would have been great.
Yeah.
Right? Because her thing, it was like, even for me, who doesn't really care about Battlefront, that was the most I was awake during any of those reveals. Like, she was so animated. She's like, it will be free. Right? And I'm like, oh, I want to gift that.
No, she was great. I need more of her to host video game pressers. So they were great. So they addressed all the concerns from the making and behind the scenes videos. They seem to say that they reworked the entire combat system. The thing about Battlefront that I was always hoping was that it was going to be as deep and as skill oriented as the Battlefield games.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
It was not.
It was very arcadey. Mm-hmm. And it was also weird how they did the laser mechanic, how lasers were slower than bullets.
They travel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this one seems like it's not quite hit scan.
Yeah.
Or at least some of them are, but not everything is.
There's, I saw with the sniper rifle.
Yeah.
The laser, like, because it was like a heavier laser, what they said. Yeah. It was like, then it has more travel time. But it seemed like machine guns were almost like, boom, boom, like
yeah, pretty instant. I think that's what I wanted from the first one. Just have like your regular pistols and stuff to be just hit scan, just to make that a lot easier.
And it's a laser.
Yeah. And they've given the game a class system now.
Yeah.
Because the first one was just, here's all the skill points and you can do whatever you want.
Oh, so really it was just like, here's an empty template with points and just go for it?
Okay. Yeah. And so I like how they... this looks like what I wanted more of the original Battlefront to be, where it was like, there's a class system. There are upgrades. There's no more pickups on the map.
You wanted it to be more Battlefield.
Exactly. That's what I was hoping for, but I think with the first one, they made the mistake of thinking, we're going to get a lot of Star Wars fans who never played video games, so we got to dumb it down for that audience.
Okay.
And I think it turned out like that backfired on them. I think that, because a lot of people who really wanted to play the game were just naturally gamers anyway, and they didn't like the simplicity of it.
That's fair.
Myself included, but this one looks promising.
It looks really cool.
It looks cool.
They gotta be using like the Battlefield 1 engine or something.
Yeah. That hot new Frostbite tech. Yeah. Frostbitten. But yeah, no, I like Star Wars a lot, so it remains to be seen if I'll actually get hooked by it, but
it looks nice. It seems like visually it looks really nice.
Yeah, they seem to have nailed that portion of the game.
How do you like the new, they showed Darth Maul in as the hero mode? He can't reflect stuff?
No, but he can fucking dash through you.
Yeah, he just got air dash.
With a helicopter saber. So it doesn't even matter.
Yeah. Who else did they show? They showed Rey.
They showed Boba Fett. Boba Fett has a, he's basically got Farah's missile barrage.
Yeah, missile barrage, yeah.
And so that seems OP. Yeah,
Rey has, they said, a mind trick.
Yeah.
Where it sounds like it just reverses your controls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is like, oh, okay, that's great.
That's okay.
But I guess, I suppose there's only so much they could do with Rey, because they don't want to reveal anything.
Oh, from the movie?
Yeah, right. That's fair. They can't really say anything about her.
Or like when the movie comes out, maybe it'll be like full unlock.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah.
Content patch. The real Rey. Like, that's just the patch notes.
Training complete.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be cool. But that's how they ended it.
Yeah, and that was, they ended it straight up after that. They threw it to someone else, but then it wasn't the presser anymore. It was just like, here's our Nintendo Treehouse equivalent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what do you think about this conference?
I thought overall? It kind of was exactly as I expected. Nothing super mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Fair share of sports, and they kind of were talking about that, like, this was going to be the big Star Wars year for them. And so
they dedicated 30, like, a whole 30 minutes.
Yeah, there were that one, what's it called again? The Brothers?
A Way Out.
Like, that one reveal was really cool. Yeah. It was this nice little surprise, but it wasn't, like, mind-blowing. Okay. It wasn't the thing. It was in an all right.
Okay.
Press conference, what'd you think?
Yeah, I also thought it was okay. Usually EA is the start, and I'm kind of glad it's the at the beginning, so I can kind of get it out of the way. Again, I haven't really cared about a sports game in a while, and usually their properties are kind of cookie cutter for me.
Yeah.
But this one seemed better than ones in recent memory.
Yeah.
Right? Just a Way Out, the fact that they're making a new Burnout, the Battlefront 2 trailer looks pretty sick.
Yeah.
They had a good chunk of games that kind of made me excited about EA properties.
I think I liked how, even though they had their sports segment, they didn't focus on, oh, here's the new dribbling mechanic.
Or, yeah.
And they focused more on, this is our sports game. The sports are hot. You know they're hot.
Esports are also hot. Yeah. These esports.
But the real focus here is, there's a single player mode for people like you and me who don't actually play sports.
Yeah. I feel like people are starting to like come back to what the core audience of who would watch these pressers really are.
Yeah. Except for one thing.
What?
The EA press conference was dominated by influencers.
Oh, it was. I forgot to mention that. That's the big change.
And it is definitely a weird thing to be seeing as someone who's not really... I don't really follow many, or if at all, any...
YouTube influencers.
YouTube gaming influencers. Like, there's a couple of people I watch online, but they're strictly just for Overwatch purposes.
Yeah.
And they're not really, they don't really show their face. So,
and for me, like, I follow gaming personalities on YouTube, but it's mostly, it's not like, oh, I play this one game and this is who, like, my whole thing, right? It's mostly like history stuff or interesting facts or whatever. So it was kind of weird seeing a whole bunch of influencers, like even people as veteran as like iJustine.
Yeah, and it was strange because they would cut to them and call them and be like, because I think they were used as part of Battlefield gameplay or as testers for Battlefront 2. And it was just like, well, I don't know these people. I don't understand. Like, how am I supposed to just trust their opinion sight unseen, right?
And there's enough people who would be, say, influencers
yeah.
where you can have your YouTube channel and, like, enjoy a game.
Yeah.
But I kind of don't want you to be influencing a game that much. Like, I don't want you to be the main tester and people taking your influence, because it's like there's a difference between I've always been of the mindset that people who make games should tell people what they want.
Yeah.
Because usually if it's left up to consumers, they want more of the same.
Yeah.
Right? Or they want a more polished version of the last thing.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel that people who are creative and in these fields are always trying to go for the next thing. Mm-hmm. Right? And when you see influencers and are just like, oh, I like driving, you probably hit more cars more.
Yeah.
Right? It's not really an exciting perspective for me, at least.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I agree to a point. I feel like when it comes to really big properties where I think the fandom's more important than the property, like a Star Wars.
Yeah, like a Star Wars.
I feel like it's important to have that opinion from the fans. But in any other scenario, like if it's like, if someone's creating a game, I want their vision. I don't want someone else's coming in and be like, oh, do this bullshit.
And I know. All right. I know the business portion, but my hipster heart can't handle. Okay. I want creative freedom.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah. It was an okay conference.
I think last year I actually didn't, if I remember correctly, it was kind of boring. Last
year's conference. I don't think they had much. Like, they showed off Titanfall.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was another big one. Battlefield. That's why. Mm. It was Titanfall and Battlefield. And it was just kind of like, I remember there was like an hour of Battlefield.
When all you wanted to see was Titanfall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, EA's done. Next up is Xbox and Microsoft.
Yeah. And I got high hopes for them.
Yeah. I heard they might be revealing the Scorpio. There's rumors.
They are revealing it.
Are they? All right.
And they also have a name.
Is it Scorpion?
I guess we'll have to tune in to the next episode to find out.
Cliffhanger.